good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. It's a quiet spring day throughout the Vermont Public Listening Region. High pressure has built back in behind a weak occlusion and associated pocket of cold air aloft that tracked across the region yesterday, setting off early morning thunderstorms over northern sections, and then another round of showers and isolated thunderstorms over the eastern townships into northern Essex and Coos counties yesterday afternoon. That system is now digging southeast over the North Atlantic, leaving a light easterly surface flow in its wake. A mix of scattered low clouds and filmy high clouds will prevail this afternoon, along with moderate temperatures in the mild maritime polar air mass over us. The weekend looks like a continuation of the last couple of days with moderate temperature and the chance for some showers on Sunday after a dry day Saturday. The surface weather map at this hour shows high pressure centered over northern Quebec with a ridge nosed southward through New England to the Chesapeake Bay. Temperatures across the region range through the 50s in southern Quebec, northeast Vermont, and much of New Hampshire, where scattered to broken low clouds have prevailed, and even a patch of persistent low overcast near Montreal, through the low and mid-60s elsewhere, where sunshine has been more prevalent and only lightly filtered by cirrus. All this shortly before noon. A cold front stretches west from the Atlantic through Norfolk and Richmond, Virginia, then becomes stationary and continues west-northwest through central Ohio. Farther west, low pressure is wound up just north of western Minnesota, with an occluded front arcing from it through southwestern Ontario to about Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, then continuing southward through Chicago, then southwestward to about Dallas, Texas, and points southwestward. During the next 24 hours, the low will lift into western Hudson Bay and swing the cold front east to western Quebec, extreme western New York, and western Pennsylvania, where it will merge with the other front now over the mid-Atlantic states and become stationary as it runs into the ridge currently over us. The front will then wash out, but moisture along its remnants will continue east and eventually bring light showers to our area on Saturday night and Sunday, first early Sunday morning and then again Sunday afternoon and evening. Drier weather will return Monday and Tuesday. So, here's the forecast for this afternoon. Filtered sunshine, or a mix of low clouds and filtered sunshine. Highs in the 60s to near 70 from the Green Mountains west, 60 to 65 generally east of the Green Mountains. A light east to southeast wind, except light northeasterly in the St. Lawrence Valley. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows from the low to mid-40s from the Green Mountains east, and ranging through the upper 40s to low 50s west of the Green Mountains. A light east to southeast wind. Saturday, mostly cloudy, with some filtered sunshine east. Scattered showers in the St. Lawrence Valley and widely scattered afternoon showers in New York State. Highs ranging through the 60s from the Green Mountains west, and 60 to 65 again east of the Green Mountains. A light east to south wind at about 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, scattered showers in the St. Lawrence Valley in northern New York, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. Lows from the low to mid-40s from the Green Mountains east to the upper 40s and low 50s west once again. Sunday, becoming cloudy, showers becoming numerous through New York State and the St. Lawrence Valley, spreading east and reaching New Hampshire mostly in the afternoon. Highs in the 50s from the Green Mountains east to near 60 west. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.